From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. Pakistan tried today, and appears to have failed, to convince Afghanistan's ruling Taliban to turn over the suspected terrorist Osama bin Laden. A delegation of Islamic clerics and government officials from Pakistan was in the southern Afghan city of Kandahar to meet there with the Taliban's spiritual leader, Mullah Muhammad Omar. From Islamabad, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
This is the second time in as many weeks that a Pakistani delegation has returned from Afghanistan empty-handed. Earlier this month, a team of senior Pakistani military officers tried and failed to convince the Taliban leader to hand over Osama bin Laden. The hope was that this time the presence of several highly respected Muslim clerics would help sway the Taliban leadership. But that did not happen. According to one Pakistani cleric who attended the talks, Mullah Omar, the Taliban leader, refused to even discuss the status of Osama bin Laden, saying it was the United States that needs to, quote, abandon its stubbornness. "I don't believe that Mullah Omar is afraid of war," the Pakistani cleric said. But both Pakistan and the Taliban have left the door open for future talks. Pakistan's Foreign Ministry spokesman Riaz Mohammad Khan, speaking earlier today, said Pakistan is simply trying to help its neighbor.
"We are not undertaking any negotiations. We have a message to tell, convey to the Afghan government. And we are hoping that they will take decisions in the best interest of their country, of their people."
The Taliban insists that the U.S. present proof that Osama bin Laden's organization was behind the September 11th attacks before they will consider handing him over. A mullah, speaking at the main mosque in the Afghan capital, Kabul, said the Afghans will never bow before the United States. Worshippers at the mosque called on God to punish the arrogance of America. Mullah Omar himself has been issuing similar rhetoric in the past week. Hamid Karazi, an Afghan opposition figure, says the reclusive Taliban leader may not realize the immediate danger facing his regime.
"I don't think he understands what's at stake. I don't think he even is fully aware of what's going on in the world. He doesn't even, I believe, understand the consequences of this for the Afghan people, and that's the real dilemma."
Amid the fears of war, hundreds of thousands of people are on the move inside Afghanistan. The United Nations has warned of a potential humanitarian crisis as food supplies dwindle and the brutally cold Afghan winter approaches. As many as 8 million Afghans depend on international food aid. The first of several plane loads of food being flown to Afghanistan's neighbors by the World Food Program arrived Friday in the Pakistani border city of Peshawar. A Taliban official speaking on Kabul radio denied reports of food shortages, but it's difficult to verify any information coming out of Afghanistan. The regime has barred all foreign journalists from entering the country and cut off all telephone contact with the outside world. The relief agency Save the Children released a transcript of a conversation with one of its Afghan workers. The conversation took place on September 23rd, shortly before the communication ban took effect. "For the people here," said the aid worker, who asked to remain anonymous, "the fear is about food, not about bombs. They say the Americans are coming to bomb Afghanistan, but what are they going to find to bomb here? We have nothing." Eric Weiner, NPR News, Islamabad.